Thank you for speaking to Arivind Reseller. We would like to start with a brief about the partnership of this project.
Hi, good afternoon. We are Al Hadbour Group of Companies. We are a family-owned business, and we are diversifying into AI and technologies. I think that goes in line with the UAE federal government vision to encourage privately held companies to invest into AI and invest in sustainable solutions. And here we are in Sharjah Technology Park, being a great host for us and having the opportunity of creating the first privately held HPC data center that is as a service for the private and public shareholders. And I think this is a great opportunity to have Lenovo as our partners, Emircom, and other partners as well to provide solutions for these required entities in a very sustainable manner. Sharjah Technology Park gives us a lot of exposure and makes us work closely with organization that requires AI technology solutions. The other beneficial factor as well is its close proximity to the university campuses. And I think here where one of our goals is to have a data scientist come and allow them for opportunities to use their knowledge for data analysis, data analytics, test their theories through our high performance computers. And that creates some sort of a encouragement for researchers and academia to find such service available close to them. And I think that's encouraging. We as a family business, we want to encourage as well students to utilize these services, and that this becomes part of our social responsibilities towards the community we are serving as well. And we need to be part of creating a demand for such services by involving, first of all, students and also private sectors having a collaboration. We appreciate the collaboration with our partners here as well. And we want to create some sort of a transformational understanding of how AI works, and also create channels for tech transfers to monetize IP as well. And I think one of the main goals we want to achieve here is the democratize the AI as a service to small and medium enterprises. And I think this by itself will create larger awareness and utilization, which will benefit society, will benefit decision makers in making decisions. They would have their information available to them faster. They would be able to analyze a lot of data that are scattered around. And you know, this will create more productive decision making moving forward as well.
Thank you for speaking to Arivind Reseller. We would like to start with a brief about the key objectives of this project.
Thank you very much. Let me start by touching on this partnership that we have between Lenovo, Al Hadbour Baikal.ai, and Sharjah Research Technology and Innovation Park. The main three objectives of this partnership is to build a platform that will be able to provide the safety for the citizens and the city with regards to building a platform that will be able to act on data that is collected from the different sensors that are deployed within a city or a campus. And with the right AI applied on the top of the data collected, we will be able to take the right actions at the right time in a seamless manner to be able to provide a better protection to the citizens and the city, and to be able to eliminate any abnormal behavior or any criminal, God forbid. The second objective is around scalability. Usually customers do not utilize the full power of their environment throughout their usage. So with this platform, we will be able to provide capacity and resources from a compute standpoint as we need. So it's basically as you grow type of an environment where you can increase or decrease the resources that is required to execute on a specific task. The third objective is with regards to R&D. With the type of partnership we have in place and the requirements for R&D, such a platform will provide the right environment to execute against the R&D requirements we have in different segments and different verticals within the industry. And that's a very important cluster that we are building in this partnership to provide the right platform with the right resources, with the right compute power and applied AI on the top of the platform to be able to deliver on the R&D requirements.
Can you tell us about the key messaging of this project and the key offerings that you're offering through this project?
Let me focus on the three main unique offerings that we provide with this platform. So number one is basically HPC AI as a service. And this is very important because this will not require all the different customers that require HPC and AI capability to build their own platform. So they will take it as a service throughout this managed services platform that we are building. And we are utilizing a technology that Lenovo is bringing to market, which is called TrueScale. And this TrueScale platform will provide HPC AI as a service to our customers. The second unique offering is with regards to cost effectiveness. Due to the fact that you don't need to utilize the full environment 24/7, so you will only be utilizing what you use. So it's a truly pay-as-you-go model. So when you need the compute power and the capacity to execute on a specific task, you will do the investment in getting that capacity. And when you don't need it, you will go back to your classical or usual usage capacity that you require to run your operation. So the third unique offering is around sustainability. With this deployment that we have in place, we're using a new technology that Lenovo has invested and continue investing in with regards to water cooling. And in this technology, we purely use water, normal water at normal temperature, to go through the entire compute infrastructure and provide the cooling requirements to continue delivering the service through this platform. Not only delivering that cooling requirements to cool the system and the environment and the infrastructure, but also using the wasted heat to heat and cool nearby residential and nearby buildings, which is the ultimate goal of full utilization of that heat dissipation that comes out of this platform.
So can you tell us about the key messaging of this project?
As I said earlier, we are introducing our new technology or our new platform, which is called TrueScale. And it's a very important introduction for Lenovo into the market because we can use this platform to offer anything as a service. And we truly take this as a platform that you invest in as you grow. And the initial start of this platform is very effective from a cost performance perspective, and then you can build on the top of it as you need from a requirement standpoint. So TrueScale is a very important introduction into this project and into this platform. The second point is with regards to Lenovo being the number one performing HPC platform, and this performance superiority was based on the fact that a third party scientific entity did a review on the top 500 criteria elements when it comes to HPC offering, and Lenovo scored the highest in the top 180. Finally, I want to conclude by sharing that this project is the first of its kind in the region, and in particular in the UAE, and it comes with no surprise that UAE is leading when it comes to ICT and technology transformation projects. Thank you very much. Good speaking to you.